If you haven't at least considered quitting and selling feet pics, you're not deep enough into your entrepreneurial journey yet.
Now, Scarlett, do you trust me?
I do.
Okay, good, oh. Good. Now, there are, oh, Spider-Man?
No.
Nope.
No? Oh. Am I Marvel?
Yes.
Oh.
Danny DeVito.
No.
What?
Oh, fuck.
No, he's not that old.
Kevin Hart.
Yay!
Okay. Am I a politician?
No.
No.
Okay, thank you. Oh. Am I a Swiftie?
Yes! Oh my god. That is. Oh god. Oh god. Oh god.
This is perfect!
Oh no.
Hulk Hogan?
Yes! Wow! I did not think you were gonna get there. A little bit, yeah, sure.
Just help.
Degrassi.
Drake?
Yes.
Oh god.
You just basically like gave it to her.
Get him off! Get him off!
Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to the 0 Days Since podcast. It's a podcast where two founders journal their story of building a wooden purse brand, and we have fun doing it. My name's Jason, and I'm a woodworker.
And I am Chelsea. I'm a designer.
Nice. Hey, right off the bat, see my shirt? This is what you got me for the Christmas episode.
Cute. I'm so happy you're wearing it.
I promise. Do you even lift, bro?
Do you even lift, bro? I'm wearing... My skirt from Jennifer's store.
Oh, yes, that's right.
A beautiful, I forgot. Beautiful little things.
Mm-hmm.
I had my eye on this skirt for a couple years. I finally got it.
Looks good. Yes. So,
pretty excited about it.
Nice.
Yay.
All right. Well, did we want to talk about the drink sponsor?
Yes.
Right off the bat.
I'm really excited about this one.
Yep. Nice. Well, here, we're going to do the usual, right?
I'm going to do the thing sloppy. While you...
Okay. So go ahead and grab them.
Why is it so heavy?
Now you're in the camera. I mean, we are getting super loosey-goosey as we're going through this
thing. I was thinking about it on the way here of how many times there should be like a counter on how many times I said delusional last episode. Yeah. And this episode, I think you more than me this time are truly delusional because you're so tired.
Yeah. Knocking out some deadlines
here. This might get weird, guys.
Very cool. All right. Well, Crooked Tooth is back. Crooked Tooth is a family-owned brewery offering region-inspired craft beers in the heart of downtown Tucson. They enjoy the rustic, spacious tap room that they've got, or they've even got a patio as well if you want to go by there. They have light eats. They're pet-friendly, family-friendly. They have games, and you can even take these drinks to go as well. There's tons of events happening multiple times a week. So if you're looking for a fun thing to do with friends or even a casual date night, I recommend heading over to Crooked Tooth. Chelsea just exploded one of those. So we tried a cheat code last time. And so this time we're going to be trying, it's called the Hunter's Moon. So this is brewed with cacao and black cherries. It's very cacao forward with slight notes of cherry, slight roast of coffee notes. It is a full body stout. Now, Chelsea, I don't know if you knew about this one. So when I was talking to Sam, Crooked Tooth is gluten reduced. They called it a Clarity Firm treated beer made with barley or wheat, usually tested below 20 ppm of gluten, which is the current international standard for gluten-free. So if any of our listeners that may have celiacs, you can probably drink this. But full disclosure, it's at your own risk. But I thought that was cool. I always thought that
inclusive.
Was...
Inclusive. We love inclusive brands.
Yeah. Totally.
That's so great. I'm really excited about this one.
Very cool. Well, cheers.
Wait. Can I read this really quick? This is cute.
Go for it.
It says, within this moon brew, we honor the alchemy of water, earth, fire, air, the alignment of earth and sky. We celebrate the brew witches of past, present, and future. I love it.
Yeah.
That's really cute.
That's classic. Nice. Cheers. Cling. I always love that.
Yummy. Yeah. I expected that to be way heavier.
Gotcha.
Sorry, I guess I should talk into this thing. But,
yeah, no, that always helps out better. Well,
I expected that to be heavier, but that was really lightweight.
I know.
That's good.
I'm going to dig it. So I am going to throw a major curveball at you.
Great.
At
this point. I love this for
now,
us.
Now, you trust me, right?
I hate that question.
The throwback, you trust me, right? Okay. There are parameters that we have put in place. And so I'm changing the title of the podcast.
Okay.
And so, James, can you go ahead and throw it up there? So I'm changing it to 0 days since we added a human.
Okay.
And so, and so.
Are we surprised? A surprise for me!
We have a surprise guest. Surprise.
You know how hard it was for me to lie to you? So it started with like a little lie. And then right before I left, you're like, oh, what are you doing?
Did you even go see Allie?
No! But then she did this like follow-up question. I'm like, I'm seeing her, okay?
I was like, what are you going to do with Allie? Why are you meeting her for?
And no, you even.
And then she's like, just to hang out. And I was like, okay, I'm being nosy.
Jeez. So, for the listeners out there, we want to introduce Scarlett.
Yay! She's real.
So I'm real.
She is real. She is someone that we've talked about many different times, but we had a little...
Do you want a beer? Yes.
Yes. Get her one.
Yes, I do.
And so, our little code when we were bringing Scarlett on board was, oh man, we like brought on a human. We into this world, sort of speak.
Humans.
So, okay. we're changing the entire, everything that
are
you
we
have
even
been
playing that game?
No.
That we made them prepare for?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
We just had to go with it because you came in like so hot and prepared for this. I was like.
Did this happen to you? Yes. Okay.
Yeah. She's already
so,
shot over
it's
the
so dark.
It's really good
it's
though.
It's like brown.
Well, it's already on your
it's
pants.
It's already on.
Did we cheers
got,
a second
you've
one?
You've got. Beer in your pants. He's got a black spot in his hair that he can't explain.
I told you that before we left. I was like, you got...
There. This is the Scarlett. Cheers. Cheers.
Yay. Thank you, Tom and James.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
God, that went everywhere. Did you know yesterday when you were coming?
Yes.
So when I said, oh, my God, you can come see the podcast.
You have no idea how hard it was. I, like, texted Jason. And I was like, she has never... ever asked me on the freaking podcast. And then can you come here, Jason? Come on, let's go do it. I'm like.
We've been planning this for like a couple months.
And like,
yeah.
And I didn't have to say anything because like it's never got brought up. And then literally a couple days before you're like, why don't you just come to Jason's on Wednesday? I'm like, cool. Or like, please, we really, really need help. So I'm like, I can't be a, can I cuss?
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Maybe a bitch. And I'm like, okay, I'll come. So then I texted him. I was like, help.
Yeah, she texted me. What do I say? What do I do?
And I was like, I'll just say I'm going to Allie. That's fine. And then, yeah. Oh man, but when you did the follow-up question, I was like. Don't worry about it, Chelsea.
And James.
Mind your freaking business.
James and Tom, they've been like in
that's
on this whole
so
thing.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, right? Happy New Year.
Oh yeah.
Because by the time this thing
ends, it'll
be 2026.
You forgot that y'all pre-recorded. Right.
Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome
we're
to
like
the podcast.
Way out of
oh
sync.
God,
and
so
ahead
funny.
Of schedule. And
awesome.
Yay. I'm so excited.
I don't think this was a good idea for you, Jason.
Why?
We have two of us.
That's what we said last time.
No, that could literally go any direction because like if you two want something, I'm like, there's fucking two of them. Or if I want something, you're like, there's two of them. You know, like, it could really go either way.
Yeah. Well, I think the two of us are afraid of you.
Yeah. Or like,
that one
when
time
you
when we were at the
I wasn't afraid
Oak,
of that. I liked
right
it.
Before they closed. And you were just like, we need more inventory and you guys need to keep up. And we're like, oh, yes, ma'am.
I was like, do that again.
Got real bossy. But then I like sat there and stitched, like, what was it, three or four in a row? I was like, oh my God, how do you keep... I could not do that, for hours.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're doing, like, other stuff, but then I was like, okay, I'm done.
Were we watching Black Sails while we were doing that?
Yeah, but I think it was, like, later, so I think it was time maybe for, I don't know, I don't remember, but.
We were, like, sitting on the couch and we had timber totes spread out all over the couch and thread, and like we're stitching. We've been watching Black Sails like every couple of nights or whatever. We'll watch a couple episodes, but like it gets really good. So then we kept being like,
yeah, so we just kept going.
Hey, whatever gets them done. That's what I say.
I'm good with that. Okay, I'm prepared.
Do you have
this
quotes?
Was genuinely a surprise.
Yes,
but I've been collecting quotes
because we're going to have you on. I mean, we have been talking.
Yeah. So I've been collecting quotes for like different topic scenarios or whatever. And so I had two quotes that were relevant to what the original subject was supposed to be today. But I do have a different quote on deck. Yeah. That's fine. That's fine. But I do have a different quote on deck. And I have a second quote that I think would be fun too. Okay. So my first quote is, powerful women aren't threatened by each other. They're inspired. When we see brilliance, we say more of that. Because your success doesn't diminish mine. It multiplies what's possible for all of us. And I think that for me and Scarlett,
sure,
we exemplify that pretty
100%.
Well.
What?
Nothing.
Yes.
She doesn't know what to do with
myself. Like, I'm comfortable doing this with myself.
We were just talking about this last night that, like, we're very lucky in the type of partnership that we have, business and friendship wise, because we have a friend who's like going through a pretty rough time with his business partner right now, and it's not great. And I was like, I just can't imagine like ending up in this kind of situation. And she's like, we're a rare breed. Like, people don't get along the way we do. And I feel very lucky to have two that like I can genuinely be myself with all the time.
Yeah.
And like 100%. The good, bad, and the ugly. The second quote is, I think, I know we can relate to this.
you might have been there.
The way you talk about OnlyFans and the sticker peeling, you might have been there too.
I'm telling you that.
I think every single entrepreneur has been at this point or an equivalent of it.
I love this.
If you haven't at least considered quitting and selling feet pics, you're not deep enough into your entrepreneurial journey yet.
I've sent you videos, I think, same kind of thing, where they're, like, entrepreneurs, and they're like, dude, I'm, like, razor thin.
Yeah.
I'm one
minor inconvenience away to getting a throat tattoo. And selling feet pics.
Going down to L.A.
Yeah. That was a couple weeks ago. I was, like, ready to drop everything and drive out to see Jenny in L.A. and just, like, I need you to stab me a couple million times.
The tattoo artist.
Yeah.
For those of you who may not be listening.
Listen, I warned you at the top, it might get weird. We are very tired.
Yeah. A little delusional.
Yeah.
Over here.
Jason's whole voice has changed.
I know. What's happening?
Oh, dude. I'm beat the hell.
Voice has changed. Like, your hair is a little mess. You got black in it.
What I don't. Can you please explain what the black spot is?
I don't know what this is.
Because I thought it was stain, like wood stain, because you were supposed to be spraying those game boards, but you said you didn't spray them today. So I don't understand what could possibly.
It's literally a black clear dot. Anyways.
Okay.
It's a black dot?
Yeah, it's a black dot. Like paint.
Did you take oil? A picture of
it? No. Here, use that as a mirror. Use that as a mirror.
Oil? See it?
It's right here on your temple, right above your ear.
What the are you talking about? I can't. What are you talking about?
I'm gonna take a picture of it. Here, lean forward. Okay, look.
See?
And I can't see. What is that?
That's what we want to know.
Oh, you know what this probably is?
Oil?
It's probably like I'm down here working or something, and I probably hit my head on something black, stained or something like that, and just kept going.
Yeah.
I don't even have time to stop. So
have
I'm
you
just...
bonked your head on the laser?
Nobody like almost laser. Cut his finger off.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll give that to James. He'll just put it up there so that the audience knows what the picture is. Oh my God.
So that's funny.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to the podcast.
So what are we actually talking about?
Adding a human.
Oh,
so
okay.
I thought we would talk about that, the game that I actually have, because even though you got your surprise, You get your surprise. Ooh, so we'll have like a little game too. That'll be appropriate for the title. But I thought just, you know, that since we added a human, you know, I think talking about the evolution, I mean, we've talked about it on the podcast before too.
Yeah.
Just about, you know, taking that leap of faith sometimes where like founders or like you're solopreneurs, but then actually taking that leap of faith to saying, hey, you know, we need help, or is this going to pay off? You know, like if we're going to invest in someone, bring them on board, you know, is there hope, you know?
Right.
And, you know, Scarlett absolutely has.
And while having the right person.
Yeah. Also. Yeah. 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 And because, I mean, you know, with Scarlett, you're kicking an ass, you know, and we're getting to a point where we're not going to be able to continue to build them fast enough. So the next really step is.
So to my standards. You're not building enough. I need some on back stock, please.
But that's okay, right?
I need some to take photos of.
Yeah. So then we would add another human almost to the family, to the business, to this brand that we're building or whatever. So
that's a cool feeling of like being able to bring more people on. That's exciting. Creating jobs.
You know, when you think about it too, I mean, that's in some of the, when I was interviewed, when we were in that magazine, that manufacturing magazine for like, you know, Made in America,
mm-hmm.
One of the things the guy was talking about was he was like, oh, you know, is this going to be your full-time job? Or is that the goal to try and get away from it? And so, and I was telling him, I was like, actually, I get more excited about creating jobs for other people, you know, in, you mm-hmm. know, cool company, sort of speak. So that's what I'm more excited
about. Well, when we were kind of getting to the point of like, I mean, from, what am I trying to say? Okay. When we were talking about steering more towards wholesale, I knew that that was the right call. But I was dreading it because I didn't want to freaking do that job.
Oh.
I did not. And I said that from the beginning. Mm-hmm. I told you, I was like, I know what to do. I know how to do it. I don't want to. I'm going to be horrible at it. Yeah. Because I hate it and I don't want to do that. And from the beginning, I said, Scarlett would be great at this. We should have Scarlett do that.
Yeah.
I was planting those seeds. I'm not like taking credit for it or anything, but I'm just saying that like from the beginning, I knew I did not want to do that job. I knew that Scarlett would be brilliant at that job. And she was an easy, it was an easy decision.
Yeah.
Having gotten to know her and like working with her and living with her every day, and it was like a very easy and quick decision that I felt very confident in from the very beginning. And I mean, you've just proven me right, which is great. But
so take your perspective. So here we're thinking we don't want to do.
Well,
some
and
parts
your
of the job.
Your response to that was okay. So how do we like? What do we need to do to get to the point of to be able to afford that?
Oh yeah.
Like. We know that that's what we want. So just do the thing you don't like to do and bust a little tiny bit so that we can switch it up.
Yeah. So when we presented you with the idea,
mm-hmm.
what were you thinking?
I was thinking we all had a lot on our plate.
Yeah.
But it was something I was excited about doing. So I like talking to other people and other small businesses and stuff. So I find that like rewarding. And then getting the fair, which I have, before this was even an idea of me being involved at all. That was like one of the things I was suggesting to do. But then like Chelsea has like 3 or 4 different things going on in her life all the time. And then all this other stuff going on. So I was like, that's just not going to happen. So I feel like that was a big help, was adding that, as another option to buy.
Yeah.
Like because of that, it's gone all over.
Yeah.
So I've got, so what about the perspective of our team? Like specifically, you know, versus like, cause leading up, you've probably, cause from what I've seen.
I'm so hot and I wore a sweater.
Well.
I don't know what to tell you. See, if I would have known this was happening, I would have warned you.
I mean, then she just whacked the mic.
I know.
Whacked. She hits it again.
Oh, you too?
What?
Whacking the mic. I haven't done it yet.
Not yet? Oh.
So far, mic is safe.
I don't know. I feel like it's like over here at the moment.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
It's that bad. James will jump in.
Okay. what do I think of y'all two?
So here's my thought. I guess more specific question, right? So from the start, you've been one of the biggest fans.
Yes.
You know, you've kind of been close.
You've seen it from the very beginning.
And you've kind of observed. And then, excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm trying to work out a serious conversation. Dude, I'm done. It's crooked tooth. Are you it's hungry? Crooked tooth every time.
Last time I think it's are you hungry?
It sneaks up hungry? On me. Yeah, I'm always hungry. I don't know. Okay. All right.
You need to tell me that you burp when you're hungry.
That's true. What? That's true.
He burps when he's hungry.
Yeah. Talk to Marielle about it. It's the weirdest thing.
Yeah. That's like what you do after.
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay. So anyway, your super serious question.
Yeah. So then this thing's building up. You're watching. You're a fan. And then all of a sudden we come to you and we're like, hey, what about joining the team? That now all of a sudden the dynamic changes a little bit from being just a fan to.
Yeah, well, I feel like before that happened, I helped make some of them. I helped Stitch.
I was roping you in anyway.
Yeah, I roped in anyways. okay, from the very beginning, y'all, it was before her and I lived together. Were y'all making them before you came to Desert Mariposa? Yeah.
We had just started. It was... Like, we were making them, yes, and both things happened at the same time. Willows and Desert Mariposa merged.
Yeah.
And then we officially created the LLC for Timber Toe, literally within the same month.
Okay.
So both things happened at the same time, and I was doing two of these things, and I was like, they're both working. Crap.
Yeah. So. Yeah, that was really kind of an interesting dynamic.
Because it's I was having a split between the two and Timber Tote was taking off and taking so much energy and that's where it got to the point of I can't, we have to have another person. Yeah. And so then I was like, Scarlett, she already knows it. The back of her hand, just makes sense.
So I think we talked about it prior. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Probably a couple times,
over some months. As well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I wasn't super surprised, but I was thankful. I totally wanted to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was excited to be a part of it because I feel like I am anyways.
Yeah.
Prior. So it was just, I was there when we were at proper shops. You'd be in my store, our store. You'd be at the house.
Yeah.
Kind of everywhere. It was kind of all melding
you're,
in
You're
together.
Like, this is inevitable, actually. I tried to push it off as long as I could and it just...
Yeah. But you got me. We're all in it to win it at this point. No, I'm, I think with both of y'all are very big time, go-getters and, Jason, I just feel like with him, nothing is impossible to Jason. He's like Shark Tank. Hell yeah. Let's take that on. Why not? Yeah. You just set these big goals and you just have such a very positive go-getting attitude. I feel like that was very, helpful in getting Timber Toe going.
Yeah.
You know?
That didn't intimidate you? Because I can be a lot.
I don't know if intimidate was the word. But intimidate was the word. No, because you're very friendly and open. Yeah. I don't know.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's also just, that's why we knew it was kind of the right move, to at least come to you first, before anyone else. So.
Well, happy to be here.
Yeah.
Happy to be on. 0 days
since. Yay!
Yeah.
0 days since we added a human. Mm-hmm. So nice. Well, and really at the recording of this, we're super close to getting into a location, Yeah. So,
yes.
So by the time this releases, hopefully we'll be in one because it's gotten to a point where we're taking over rooms and pools. Well, we're in multiple rooms.
We're do this big weird triangle.
Because you're in Vail, we're in Sabino Canyon area, and then not to triangulate our locations, pipe down. and then we do a lot downtown. So that's going to be a really interesting dynamic.
Well, once we have that centralized thing.
It'll potentially be both businesses in one place, which I love.
Yeah. I think that'll be a good podcast topic to talk about is just the difference between having a home-based business and then having a centralized location where it's actually dedicated to the business as well. So that'll be, I think it'll be fun to evolve. So, I've been dreaming of our own location, and we were just talking about it on the way here.
Just a point that I want to make just for anyone listening, because we are talking about this in the aspect of like how it's affected us and like our perspectives of it and everything like that. But as like an entrepreneur or, you know, somebody who's still learning or figuring out what you want to do watching this, I think one takeaway to really hang on to is the importance of recognizing what is necessary to run your business, what you are good at, what you can and cannot do, what you hate doing, and like really identify those things and give yourself permission to be okay with that identification. I cannot stand doing the schmoozing and like the people talking and trying to sell the product. I don't want to do that. I hate it. sometimes do I have to? Absolutely. But it's not my strength. But and I'm okay with that not being my strength.
On the flip side, you get to a point when you're doing your design sessions and I'm like, hey, what's going on? Like, and you're like, what do you want? I'm like, never mind. You
can't interrupt.
She's just like, I'm into it.
He asked me a question today. He was like, asking if I wanted to stitch something. And I was like, do I have to stop what I'm doing to do it? Oh. And I was like, if I have to stop what I'm doing right now, then I don't want to do that.
No. The answer's no.
If I don't have to stop, then I'll do it when I'm done. But like, it's okay to give yourself permission to do the things that you are good at and that are your strengths and outsource the things that are not your strengths and to recognize those things so that if you're not at the point of outsourcing, make that your goal. So like last month we were talking about your dreams and like how to break those down into achievable points and like goal setting and everything like that. So make that part of the process is I want this because I hate doing this. So I'm going to have someone else do that, but I need to do this in order to get to that point. So
yeah.
I think that's a huge step. My dad, I've talked about it before. My dad talks about everybody's seat on the bus.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And if everybody's in the correct seat on the bus and the bus runs, you know, correctly. And if you're sitting in the wrong seat, then you're not going to do a good job in that seat.
Yep.
And you shouldn't be there.
Yeah. Are we on the right bus?
So mm-hmm. get someone else in that seat.
The right person.
Go find your
right seat. Person on the bus.
Yeah.
And it might be the right person on the right bus, but they're just in the wrong seat. Yeah. So it's kind of like, oh,
that's interesting.
You'd be so much better or, you know, better use of your skills over here. But
yeah.
So
anyway,
here's what's crazy. My phone is blowing up literally right now. It's Blake. And so we always talk about something happening in our life. Well, that's what I thought. And then I was like, oh, it's funny if he calls again because he called twice. I was just going to answer it, like put him on speakerphone, like on the podcast.
I'm having like the craziest experience right now. I swear to God, everything that's happening so far, I have addressed in my mind. Because I had this whole thing of like, what if one of our kids calls in the middle? Today I was thinking about it. Our kids call in the podcast and I'm going to answer it. Like if.
Yeah, no, he just wants to know about plans for tonight. And I'll put
Jameson on. I'll be like, say hi.
Yeah. I know. I
made that decision in my head today, if that ever happens.
Yeah. But I'm telling you, this is, you're in a similar phase of life because you guys as kids are the same age, you know, and so I'm so much further ahead. But it's like, so I was sharing this with Chelsea, what was happening to me yesterday. So Blake, he's my younger guy. He was driving to school and his belt, like the car. He was like, the belt started squeaking really bad. I got to school, power steering wasn't working and it was smoking. So he's, what do we do? I don't know. So I was like, we'll figure it out. So I get to the school at like 4:30. What are we laughing at?
That's literally how Smoke Show got her name.
How's what?
That's how Smoke Show got her name. She blew up on me and on I-10.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
That's the name of her car.
The name of my car.
So anyway, spent 4.5 hours just like getting a belt off the car, getting the pulley back on and put it back on. Right. So we got it all done, fixed the car. But when I got home, Marielle was just talking about how much adult learning that whole thing was. And so, you know, when we're talking about, oh, if Jameson were to call you right now, he'd just be like, hi mom. You know, and he'd probably be like, oh, I'm excited about this drawing that I did, you know, or Evelyn, right. Mm-hmm. Something like that. But Blake's like, oh, my car's fried. You know, so it's like someone once told me, like, as your kids get older, their mistakes just get more expensive.
Yeah. And time consuming.
What's that?
And time consuming. So you're teaching your 16-year-old son about prioritizing like his social life over the responsibility of having a car.
Yep.
Meanwhile, I'm over here crying because Jameson wrote me his first I love you, mommy note.
Oh.
And he spelled it all wrong. And nothing, letters, none of the letters are on the same line. And it was the first one I got. And they get to an age where, like, he's my little barnacle. So I'm not going to call him independent, but he does a lot of things that, like, he doesn't need me for as much anymore, right?
Isn't a barnacle like a parasite?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a suction. He's onto not you.
A parasite. He's I not a drain like, on the system. I feel like
if he could, like, unzip her and crawl in and zip himself back up,
he would.
He would be perfect.
So he's my little, he's like my little, like, suckerfish barnacle Velcro baby, right? Yeah. So he's attached to me. However, there's still a lot of things, like, things I don't need to do for him anymore. Like, he's gaining his independence and a lot of things. Yeah, he can do Transformers.
Yeah, okay. Like, so he can use, he's potty trained, so, like, you know, he can dress himself, so, like, stuff like that.
And then like, life gets so busy and, you know, you kind of just start getting in a routine and going through the motions. And there's, like, I mean, there's a level of survival mode that happens. You kind of forget that, like, they're still having so many firsts.
Yeah.
And so it was like one of those moments where he gave it to me and I was like, oh my God, he wrote the full sentence. It's spelled wrong. It doesn't matter. I could read it, and he wrote, I love you, mommy. And it was, like, the first one that he's going to give me, and he was so excited. And then, in the meantime, Evie
is Are we going to tell about this? This is what I was going to bring up. Like, speaking of first, mine is openly loving to read things out loud.
Yeah.
So, we have these wonderful magnets that my good friend Marjorie made for us.
And we love
Marjorie
them.
Marjorie Willie. Yeah, we freaking love them. They're so cute. They're, like, wooden, and then she's engraved in them and then painted them. They're adorable.
But they're spicy.
But we're, like, we're sitting and eating, and then Evelyn goes, choke me? Choke me? And I was like, oh, shit. It's time for the magnet.
It's time for the kids going to be the magnets. They got to go.
Oh, no.
I thought I did. Like, I thought I moved it up high where she couldn't see it. Guess what? We have another one. It's a heart that says choke me as well. She's like, mama.
Oh, my God.
And then we made the mistake of reacting.
Yeah.
And so then she thought it was hilarious, so she just kept saying it. And we're like, oh, this is bad. This is not a good moment.
Please do not go back to your dad.
Yeah. Don't worry about it. School's fine. Don't say that to dad.
I was already like, the magnet. Okay, I love these magnets. I think they're hilarious. They're funny. Like, they're adorable. And we've gotten away with it because the kids couldn't read.
Yeah, totally.
But there would be times though when, like, the maintenance man would have to come over and I would forget that they're all over the refrigerator.
Like, all over the fridge.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, crap, the spicy magnets. And, like, people were in our house. Or, like, TEP had to come to, like, change the light bulbs or, like, do something eco-friendly. And like, first of all, our bathrooms were a mess. And then the magnets.
Yeah.
Yikes, bikes. So now the kids can read them. So they
now the kids can read. So now the magnets have to go.
Yeah.
Now we're at a point where the boys will actually buy the magnets and put them on the fridge. And they're like, ha ha. And so now they're starting to get, like, humor.
Yeah.
You know, and they'll deliver it.
Yeah.
And the timing is good. And they'll, like, you know, and we're like, oh, man, you're actually adding to the humor, you know. And so it's like, oh, boy. Yeah, but they're, like, real adults.
Yes. Well,
do you want to play the game?
Yeah.
Let's play the game. Yes. I already told you about it.
You did? But,
right. Now, Scarlett, do you trust me?
I do.
Okay, good. Now, there are parameters that we put her on the podcast.
Okay.
So what I did was, this is...
Anything trivia.
This is one of the games where you have to put this on your head.
I want the pink one.
And what I did was grab whatever you guys want. There you go. Grab whatever you want. Right? And so I have...
Between these two.
All right. I have picked just random celebrities. I've, like, gotten into these cards. And so we're going to grab one of these cards. And what we'll do is we'll put them up on our little heads.
Okay.
And then...
On our little heads.
Then we're going to have to try and figure out who we've got on our head. Okay. So the game is called Who Am I?
Who am I?
And I thought this would be...
I'm going to be very good at this game.
I thought this was appropriate
for
bringing on the humans.
Yeah,
you know?
I love it. Okay.
So we'll play the game that you worked very hard at and you were very...
I can't... Okay, I'm tripping over the fact that you guys went through all of that and, like, did all of that. They, like... I had this, like, other game I wanted to play, but I needed it up on the screen and then I didn't give it to them until we got here. Poor James. And he's like... keeping up the ruse. Good job.
Yeah, yeah. We had to. Wait a second. How do you do this?
I don't know. You have to put it on first and then...
Bang, bang.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Here you go. That's it.
Oh, it was, hold on, partner, I'm overstimulated.
Hold on, partner.
Oh, yeah, you were telling me about that.
All right, Scarlett.
Hold on, partner.
So you get to pick one, and then you gotta put it up there, right?
Okay, so I don't look at it.
Yeah, because you're gonna try and guess who you are. Well, you can.
I'm not gonna do it. Like, right. I don't know the people.
Chelsea? Okay.
Oh, shit.
Go ahead.
Wait.
All right.
Okay. Is it right?
No. There you go.
There.
Okay.
Did I do it?
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy. Okay. All right. Who wants to go first?
What is the parameters?
So I can go first. So I have to ask questions and I have to try and figure out who I am.
Okay. Oh, like
so like for me. Yeah. So like, for example, yeah. I would say like, am I a, and it's really like yes or no's, but okay. So like, am I a male?
Yes.
Ah. Am I an actor?
Yes.
Oh. Am I white?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh. Am I good looking?
Yes.
Yes.
Subjectively.
What do you mean?
A lot of men think. I mean, women too, but like for some reason, is like the hall pass for straight men.
Oh. Oh my God. Am I over the age of 50?
No.
I don't know.
Is he?
No. Mm-mm.
I don't think so.
Uh-uh. Have I been in recent movies?
Yes.
Oh, recent movies. Have I been the like star?
Yeah. Yes. Oh. Always.
What?
Always.
Always.
Every time.
Am I a? Do I play a fictional character?
Yes.
Oh. Am I Thor?
No, unfortunately.
Oh. Am I?
You're getting there though.
Fictional.
You're warm.
Oh, Spider-Man?
No.
Nope.
No? Oh. Am I Marvel?
Yes.
Oh.
Kind of. Marvel adjacent?
I don't know. I wouldn't be able to answer
Marvel
that.
Marvel adjacent.
Well, it depends on which version.
Shh.
Okay, sorry.
Yes. Yeah.
Marvel.
I'm male. Under 50. Oh, my God. Okay.
Did you show? Where's the?
But I'm a Marvel something?
Yeah.
I think so.
Okay. You can give me a little hint? No. I don't know.
How,
I feel like Marvel's a pretty good hint.
That's what I'm trying to think.
So start going through superheroes.
Oh, okay. Iron Man?
No.
Oh, let's see.
Do more questions?
I guess. Do I wear a beard?
No.
Oh, Captain America?
No.
Oh, geez. But this is like in the Marvel world?
Yeah. It's not the core group. It's not the core Marvel group.
Not the core group.
Yeah, he's off to the side.
What letter does my first name start with?
We can't. It's not a yes or a no. No.
No.
Mm-mm. Can we say what letter?
I know. What are the rules?
What are the rules?
I don't know. You can help a little bit.
Okay.
Keep it going a little bit.
He can. One of the characters plays. He's very funny.
He's very funny.
Was in college forever.
He was in college forever.
He knows Tara Reid real well. He did a weird thing with a bulldog in that movie.
What? Oh, my God.
Okay, the superhero one, he can grow his limbs back.
Grow his limbs back?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he really likes chimichangas.
He likes what? Chimichangas?
That's going to give it away.
Chimichangas?
Yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah. And I can grow my limbs back?
Yeah. Are you serious?
Wow. No.
Jack a Marvel Flash? Superhero no. That can grow his limbs back.
Groot?
He's hilarious.
He's more of an
That's
anti-hero.
Actually a good one, but
he's more of an anti-hero. He's not really the hero. He's an anti-hero.
I'm super funny.
I made these.
I know you did.
How do I not know? Like, I literally put
them. Okay, so he redid this character's story because he hated what the original producers did with the character in the original set of movies. And so then he went off and did his own group of movies.
And he's under
with this
50.
Superhero or anti-hero.
Anti-hero.
Yeah. Is the under 50 thing throwing you off? Because I genuinely don't know. Am I
white
or
black?
You're white.
I'm white?
Yeah. You're white and straight men love you.
Yeah. What the?
You're hilarious.
Yeah.
And super inappropriate.
Yeah. And you have a really good relationship with Hugh Jackman. Mm-hmm. I think
Ryan
he makes
Reynolds.
Yes.
Oh, am I right? Oh my God, yes. Yeah. Oh, my God.
How did you not get Deadpool?
I don't know.
His limbs back?
Yeah, well.
But do you remember the time?
Yeah. That's funny. Yeah. Oh, damn. That's okay. A good one. All right. Who wants to go next?
Okay. Why are you
laughing
at me? Okay. Do you
want to
go?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're going to get so irritated.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Am I girl or boy?
Boy.
Okay.
You're supposed to say, am I this or that?
Oh. Go ahead.
Now we have rules.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Okay. Am I a musician?
No.
Am I a cartoon character?
No.
Am I an actor?
Yes.
Okay. I'm a boy actor.
Yes.
Am I under 30?
No.
Over 40?
Yeah, yes. I think so.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Do I act in action movies?
Yes.
Okay.
One of many types.
Okay. Do I act in rom-coms?
I don't think so.
I've immediately forgotten every actor ever. No rom-com, but action movies.
Action, that's kind of a loose term.
Is it like superhero movies?
No.
Is it?
What's loosely action? I wouldn't even call it action. I wouldn't say it's action.
Drama?
No.
Comedy?
Yes.
Okay.
Very.
Comedy movies.
Very.
Jim Carrey?
Huh?
Jim Carrey?
You're...
No.
Oh. Jack Black?
No.
Do I sing?
No. Probably ask the color of skin.
Well,
she won't do it.
It's helpful.
It would have been helpful.
You might ask if they're taller or shorter than you. They're probably taller. No.
Danny DeVito.
No.
What?
Oh, fuck.
No, he's not that old.
Okay.
And
not
he's
that...
more funny than that.
And he's short?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Not like super short.
And he's short. Comedy movies.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Makes them.
He makes them.
No. Like, he makes the movies really good.
Oh, my God. Pete?
No.
Okay.
You're the wrong ethnicity.
Do I have dark hair?
Yes. You also have dark...
Skin.
Yes. All right, now we're going.
Kevin Hart.
Yay! Yay!
I was like, who's short and funny?
Yeah, super funny.
Short and funny?
All right.
Okay.
This is good.
Y'all both did that, and I don't know if I like that.
Let's see where we're going with this.
Okay. Also, I'm not really good with names, guys. Okay,
you're
you'll
gonna
know her.
You'll know.
All right. So, am I a girl?
Yes.
Okay. Am I an actress?
No.
Am I a politician?
No.
Okay, thank you.
No. Stay away from politics.
Am I famous?
Super.
Yeah, super famous.
Uber.
Am I a singer?
Yes.
Am I Britney?
No.
Bigger.
And
debatable.
No one bigger than Britney.
No. Britney. It's Britney bitch for a reason.
You're close. Val, sorry. I don't want to throw you off.
Y'all act like it is. Hold on. Before.
I'm finding it.
Well, no, I was trying to be. Am I married?
Engaged. Right? Right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Do I have kids?
No.
No.
Oh. Am I a Swiftie?
Yes!
I want to be annoyed.
I want to be annoyed. I would be.
You got another one?
Totally like her songs.
Can we go one more round?
One more round? Okay.
Yeah, we can try again. Kevin Hart. Yeah. I have like a weird crush on Kevin Hart. I kind of like him.
Oh, yeah?
Hear me out. That guy we were supposed to play Hear Me Out today.
I'm not going to say anything about that.
Oh. Oh, I looked. I can tell you right now, I never would have gotten it either.
There you go. Oh, God.
Who is it? Tell me. Who is it?
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, my God. That is her. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
This is perfect.
Oh, no.
Okay. All right.
Who wants to go first? Right. We'll go in reverse
I
order.
I want you to go last.
You want me to go last? Yeah. Okay.
Reverse order. All
right.
You're up again. Oh, my God. This one. This one's going to be tough.
This one's a little touchy.
Am I famous?
Yes.
Yes.
Am I an actress?
No.
Am I an actor?
God,
am I a comedian?
No.
Am I a singer?
No.
I know. This one's gonna be tough.
Are we talking like Tucson famous or actual famous?
No. Like everyone.
Like not that like
no like action. Like,
people probably know worldwide.
Yeah.
I want to quote him so bad right now. Wait, so am I a boy?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you already asked that. Yeah.
I probably did, but I already forgot. Okay. I thought it was an actor. You said kind of.
Yeah. Okay. I think sort acting of. Is involved in
yeah, acting profession. Is involved in what his occupation
but
he's, is.
But I wouldn't call him an actor.
You wouldn't call him an actor.
Okay. No politics.
No. You can try occupations.
Oh, okay. Am I a doctor?
No.
No.
Am I a therapist?
No.
You're sending people to both of those things.
Sort of. Keep going.
Am I a dancer?
No.
Okay. Am I...
You're a guy, remember.
Oh, yeah. I'm a guy. I mean, guys can be dancers, too. Jason. Am I... Oh, am I a wrestler?
Yes.
Am I Rice?
No.
Riz? No.
Rice?
No.
Okay.
But you're, no idea.
Hulk Hogan?
Yes! Wow! Yeah, I did not think you were going to get there.
Wow.
All right.
Oh, God. I don't know how we're going to get this one.
I don't, because I don't know.
Would I know?
Yeah. You? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Is it an athlete?
No.
No.
I think you have beer on your nose. Okay. I can't let you go the whole podcast like that.
Yeah, no, I got black stuff on my face. Go ahead.
Oh my God, is it from the car?
What?
The black spot.
Oh my God. I don't.
Oh yeah, because you went.
I took a shower.
I know, but if it's grease, it's not just going to wash out if you don't know it's there.
Know.
Can I touch it?
No. Can't touch it. All right, let's go.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. All right. Okay. Am I a boy?
Yes.
Am I white?
No.
Am I dark or light?
What does else, that matter? What else
you're a
light?
Lighter, dark.
Like lighter, light, dark? Skin or dark skin?
Lighter. Dark. Lighter, dark.
Light, okay.
But you're not a white guy.
And I'm not an athlete?
No.
Am I an actor?
No. I wouldn't call
am
you
a singer. Back in the day.
I wouldn't call you an actor.
Back in the day?
Yeah.
Am I a singer?
Yes.
You're in that occupation.
I'm so thrown off. Okay.
It's just you sing really fast.
You don't really even sing.
I sing really fast?
Yeah, you really don't sing.
Like jazz?
No.
No.
Jazz can be quick. Have you ever heard anybody...
It's not jazz.
Okay. Is it hip hop?
Yes. Yeah, some of it is. Yeah.
Some of it is.
Yeah. No, it's I mean, one of many genres of what this person does.
Am I tall?
Yes, I think.
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely not short.
Is music my primary?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Can I sing fast or rap fast? You rap that. Fast. Like rap sing, fast.
Well, no, but, not really.
Well, yeah.
Am I
hip hop rap? That's okay. Kind of your occupation.
90s era?
No.
2000s era?
Yeah. Started?
I don't know. I'm really bad at time.
I think you started there.
Yeah. Started in the 2000s or started in the 90s? Yeah,
no, definitely not 90s. Not 90s.
You're not old school.
Okay. I don't know.
You'd know.
Okay.
He's somewhat relevant in today's world.
Currently?
Sort of, yeah.
Is it controversial?
He's part of controversy.
Did he just release a documentary?
No.
Oh. Because I'm obsessed with that documentary right now. I don't think you do. I'm obsessed with it.
I have no idea what she's talking about.
I don't think so.
So it's not 50 Cent?
No.
No. Okay.
But you're like getting there.
50 Cent's older.
Yeah.
He's younger than 50 Cent.
Yes.
And he's kind of in controversy.
He's today. In controversy oh, today.
Thought, can I give hints?
A little bit. Yeah, sure.
Just help.
Degrassi.
Drake?
Yes.
Oh, God.
You just basically like gave off. It to her.
Get him off. Get him off. Ew. Okay.
All right. My.
He's Jimmy in my head. He will never not be Jimmy.
Ah. Am I a guy?
No.
So I'm a girl?
Wait, I'm so excited. Yes, you're a girl.
Oh, God. Okay. Am I famous?
Well, in my heart.
But I'm not famous worldwide?
Not worldwide, no. Someday.
No. Someday?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Am I older than 29?
Yeah.
Am I... what's my occupation? Am I a singer?
No.
Actors?
No.
Designer?
No.
No?
Maybe.
Maybe?
Sometimes. Consultant.
Close to your heart? Lisa Franks?
No.
Oh, no, not closer! Open up a whole can of
worms. Oh, no.
That was
am
ironic.
I an artist? An artist.
I would call her an artist.
Yeah,
Lisa Frank's worldwide famous.
Worldwide famous.
I would call her an artist.
An artist, okay.
I would call her, yeah.
Okay. Do I know her?
Yes.
Oh, do I know her well?
Oh my
God.
And I'm close to your heart. Am I you? Oh.
Am I an option?
Am I you?
Am I Scarlett?
Yes.
Yay!
Yay! Oh my goodness.
Did you put all of us in there?
Yeah.
You did? That's so funny.
Oh my God, that's funny.
I was hoping that we'd pick one of us.
Oh.
What? Oh, hold on. Wait a minute.
You got something in your hair.
Yeah.
calling the kettle black right
now. Yeah. I had to throw something in there.
Yeah. Oh, man. Don't. Not my hair. We had a whole identity crisis over my hair this last weekend.
Oh, man. That was hilarious.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
She FaceTimes me and she goes, tell me I'm pretty.
Tell me I'm pretty.
I'm like, we've got like less than an hour. What do you need?
Wait, it was the day of Anita Fetter's Christmas party, and I had to take my extensions. Like, I could not let my extensions be in my hair.
She took them out the night before.
Yeah, but I needed to redo them. And so I was hoping to have time to put them back in and like redo the whole process. I'm not myself when I don't have my fake hair in my head.
No.
We're about to go to this big event.
But I didn't have time. I ran out of time and I was kind of panicking and I called Scarlett. I was like, I'm having a whole identity crisis. I'm not myself, but I need you to tell me I'm pretty anyway, even though I look like Lord Farquaad right now.
Lord Farquaad. Like, now Lord Farquaad has my hair.
Anyway, we finished early and I had time to put my extensions back in. So crisis
averted.
Oh,
crisis averted.
I was
going to
say you showed up
but
fine.
She was like, oh, man.
I was having a hard time.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Scarlett has seen me through the good, bad, and the ugly.
Yeah.
And the Lord Farquaad.
She usually talks me through it. So.
After appropriately making fun of her.
Positive. No, but I've said this to you so many times.
I will be there. I love you. But if you like fell down a hill, I would laugh at you.
Yes.
I've
said this all the time.
Yeah.
Like your best friends will like literally like kill for you, cover for you, lie for you. Like they'll do all these things
but, like,
for
I'm
you.
Not
but like
miss an opportunity to make fun of you.
Never yet let you live it down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like, poem.
Yeah.
It's poem. I didn't even know that was a weird one. Nobody's ever, like, the other stuff, like the Warsh. Yes.
Yeah. I've been, Warsh.
Like, yeah. But poem, nobody's ever, ever said that was.
I know.
I never knew that was until that day.
Yeah. I know we're almost out of time, but one quick thing. You were talking about, like, this new space, and, like, we were kind of facetious. Is that the right word? Facetiously talking about, like, living in the same building. I was like, I would love to live, like, it's always been like this, like, romantic dream of mine to, like, have, like, a loft downtown and,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
just, and, like, this, like, downtown
lifestyle.
I love it. Like, I've always loved, like, ever since even living in LA,
like, considering, I'm like,
no, like, I've always wanted that,
like, I don't know. Like
going to school in LA and, like, all of that, like, it was just such, like, a vision of, like, having the, like, the flat. And yeah, then the downtown life, right?
Well, it is.
And so we were talking, and she's like, we could go to Rendez Fest. We could get one at the Rendez Fest.
So have you ever seen Rendezvous written out? I hadn't. I hadn't. I went on a whole entire, I told my sister Jesus about it. Like, there's this place called Rendez Fest. I was like, it's so cute. Like, I went inside. I saw the whole layout. It was gorgeous.
What is it
like
called?
For a whole month.
It's called Rendezvous. It's
called Rendezvous for a whole month. I was like, Rendez Fest. I think I found out on my own that it was Rendezvous. So now, I was like, oh.
But now at this point, it's like to the point where, like,
Wars, divorce.
Yeah,
know,
yeah, yeah. Like, we're just, it's called Rendez Fest.
It's Rendez Fest.
You cannot correct it. Anyway. Yeah. Okay. Well, are we wrapping it up?
Yeah. I mean, anything, Scarlett? Anything you want to say about the topic or what we've been doing or for the podcast?
I'm so happy you came.
I didn't do anything for the podcast.
Oh, no, you were here.
Except live.
And I had
days.
For days. I had, like, I even had a whole moment about it. Gab goes, because he was on the phone when I said I'm going to Allie's. And then he freaking asked me about Allie's. I'm like, dude. And he was like, wait, are you not? And it was later. And he was like, oh, are you going to Allie's right now? I was like, no. I'm not going to Allie's.
When I first.
And then he, like, questioned me. I'm like, shit, you should break down. And he's like, you lied too easy.
Well,
and I was like, no, I didn't.
Well,
it really hurt me. And I even told you that was what was happening. And then the follow-up, I was like, she asked me any follow-ups. And the follow-up questions almost killed me. I had to be like, we're just hanging out.
Well,
you
and
know
I
know everything, Chelsea.
When I first dropped this on Scarlett, Scarlett was like, you need to, like, don't say anything until, like, the day before. She was like, so it was like, okay, well, I'm just thinking this. So then, like, a month later, that's when we had it all scheduled. And I was like, all right, we're out, like, 2 weeks.
I was literally talking to you today about what the best episode would be to bring Scarlett on. And you're like, and you were talking about.
Oh, yeah, played it up.
Yeah. And, like, I can't even remember the topic you brought up. I blacked out. And, like, I was like, that would be a perfect one for Scarlett. Can we have her? Like, we should prepare and, like, have her next time.
Yeah.
Because, like, people don't think she's real.
Yeah. Well, here I am. I'm real.
Yes. I know. We played it up. So I thought it'd be fun to get your reaction.
That's funny. Usually I'm pretty good at, like, telling when people are lying.
Well. Well, we got you.
So you got me question. when I'm really busy and, like, not paying enough attention.
Well, it's not working.
So. Okay. Well,
it's not working.
That's all right. I was just going to wrap it up.
Okay, so then what is next week's episode?
Since we were robbed. So we'll do it. So that's what I thought is that we would say that. So.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we get to kick off the new year.
Yes.
As a family.
Yay.
Very cool. Very cool.
And then we'll talk our crap next week.
Nice. All right. Well, I think that's going to do it for us in this episode. I want to thank, again, Crooked Tooth for being our drink sponsor for the show. I think this was
a really cool name.
Yeah, right?
They have a whole collection.
The Hunter Moon.
I love that.
Yes, this is one of the Moon series.
Is the Moon one the one that's, like, only the girls get to do it?
I don't know. I didn't get that far.
It was pretty good.
I think
it is. I don't know. Maybe you have to go down there.
Yeah.
Go find out.
You got to go down to Crooked Tooth.
Comment.
Yeah.
And tell me.
Yep. Well, I guess we can always just sign off by saying, you know, we do want to hear from y'all as well. So if you go onto our website, zerodaysince.com, or even on the Timbertoe website, there's one spot where it has the podcast. If you scroll down, there's a spot where you can give us some comments or anything, because we'd always love to hear your Zero Days Since story. And then we might even just read it here on the podcast as well. But you can follow us on the Instagram.
I got to post more on.
We all need to post on all the things.
I know we post, but like, post, listen, I have like 5 different accounts I'm like doing between TikTok and Instagram. I get stressed.
Yeah. But also on the YouTube, anyway. If you give us a like, you know, share it, that always helps. But even just make comments too, because some of the craziness that we do here is intentional. But we also try and give a little bit of nuggets, but also do it in an entertaining way. So yeah. We'd love to know what y'all think and see if there's something else you want to hear from us. So anything else? But that should be it from us. So we're 0 days since pretending to be professionals. We'll see you on the next one. Oh, wait, the next one is 0 days since we were robbed.
Yeah.
So we'll actually bring that one up unless Chelsea throws us a curveball. So.
Well, now I'm tempted.
All right. Very cool. Okay. Well, we'll see you on the next one.
All right. Bye. Bye.